Deadly Israeli airstrikes are claiming more lives in the besieged Gaza Strip. At least 97 Palestinians have been killed in 3 days of relentless bombing. The latest death occurred during a fresh Israeli attack in the central city of Deir al-Balah. Earlier, 3 Palestinians, including a child, were killed in the northern towns of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia. Israeli warplanes and drones have pounded more than 600 targets across the Mediterranean enclave since Tuesday. Informed sources say women and children account for 1/3 of the Palestinian casualties. Well, retaliatory rocket fire from the Gaza Strip has left 2 Israeli soldiers injured. Israelis are panicked as the Iron Dome missile system has failed to intercept a majority of Palestinian rockets. A rocket hit a car in Ashdod, south of Tel Aviv. Initial reports said one person was critically wounded in the attack, but Israeli emergency services later denied any casualties. 2 Israeli soldiers were also injured after a mortar fired from Gaza landed in southern Israel. Several rockets targeted different areas in Jerusalem al-Quds, 2 of them hitting the city. Sirens also wailed across Ma'ale Adumim settlement, and an explosion was heard in Ramallah. Elsewhere, a house was damaged in the Sha'ar HaNegev, and a huge explosion was heard in Tel Aviv's Gush Dan district. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of Culture Wars magazine, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Indiana. What exactly do you make of all of this Israeli aggression towards Gaza? What exactly is the game plan here?
The game plan is to use any pretext, any event, as an excuse for genocide and ethnic cleansing. This attack by the Israelis is totally disproportionate. The provocation was a kidnapping and a murder of 3 people. No one is claiming, Hamas is not claiming responsibility for this. It was probably some other group that did it. And now the Israelis are punishing the entire Palestinian people for what should be a criminal act and should be investigated as a criminal act. But every time something like this happens, the Israelis use it as an excuse for more atrocities and more ethnic cleansing.
It defies logic, does it not, Mr. Jones, then, that the United States, for example, will simply not condemn Israelis for, you know, for their aggression against innocent civilians in Gaza?
Well, to its credit, the Obama administration is trying to broker a ceasefire at this point. But everyone knows that the Congress is in the pocket of the Israel lobby, so it makes it virtually impossible for the government to criticize Israel, because they know that their jobs are on the line if they do.
And speaking about this possibility of a ground invasion, which Israel keeps speaking about, do you see that actually happening? Do you believe that Israel even has the appetite for that? Because many people are saying that's just hot air.
Well, the real issue in terms of missiles is not the missiles that are being fired, these Fajr missiles, which are unguided missiles and just kind of land there. The real issue is the anti-tank missiles. And what happened in 2006 is that the Israeli army was simply stopped by these missiles. Hezbollah stopped them about 500 meters into Lebanon. So the question remains, what missiles do the Palestinians have? I think the Israelis were shocked at the number of missiles that have been fired. There was also a Strela, the Russian version of the Stinger, that got fired. That's a new element. And so I think that the Israelis are hesitant to send the tanks in because they may find that the Palestinians have anti-tank missiles. And that would not be a pleasant surprise. So I think that was the big difference between the most recent incursion and cast lead. I think the tanks just didn't get anywhere and they pulled them back out.
Okay, well, on that interesting note, we'll leave it there for now. That was E. Michael Jones speaking to us live via Skype from Indiana. Sir, we appreciate your insight.